Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, shloka number 23, we saw that Lord was telling, if I don't follow the prescribed duties, if I don't do prescribed duties carefully, the entire human society will follow me. And when entire human society will follow me, what will happen? They'll be ruined completely. And that's what he's talking about in text number 24. Let's see text number 24. उत्सिदेयोर इमे लोका न कुर्याम कर्म चेद अहम् संकरस्य च कर्तास्याम् उपहन्याम इमाह प्रजाः. So here Krishna is saying that चेद अहम् if I चेद अहम् न कुर्याम कर्म if I don't perform the prescribed duties, what will happen? इमे लोका, this entire world will be utsideyor, will be put into ruination. Why Krishna is saying this? He is saying sankarasya cha kartasyam, because this will give rise to unwanted population. And then he says upahanyam imaha prajah, and this will actually destroy the peace of all the living beings. A very important verse to focus on. And every single verse of Bhagavad Gita has got a hidden meaning. And that hidden meaning, only a devotee who is connected to Krishna can actually tell us. A devotee who has attained Krishna, who has attained perfection of life, that devotee can actually tell us what are the hidden gems in these verses. And we are so fortunate. Srila Prabhupada, our grandfather, he has given all these secrets. He has kept it open for all of us in his purports. And just by reading these Bhakti Vedanta purports, which are given for each and every verse of Bhagavad Gita, we can understand the hidden meaning of these verses. So let's start. Let's start understanding the purport to this particular chapter, this particular verse. So here, Prabhupada is saying, Varna Sankara is unwanted population which disturbs the peace of general society. So this Varna Sankara is a very important word. And Arjuna spoke about it in chapter 1. If you remember from shloka number 37 of chapter 1 to 43, Arjuna, acting very smart, he was telling Krishna that I will not fight. And he gave four reasons. And the fourth reason was this. Let me specifically chant one verse, that is shloka number 40 of chapter 1. It says, अधर्माभिभवात् कृष्णा प्रदुष्यन्ति कुलस्त्रियः स्त्रीषु दुष्टाशु वार्ष्णेय जायते वर्णशंकरः. So here Arjuna is saying, oh Krishna, if I fight, what will happen? All these great personalities who are taking care of their families, they will be killed. And since they will be killed, all the females who are there, they'll become single, they'll be widows. And what will happen after that? They'll be polluted, because the rogues and thieves of the entire society, they will take undue advantage of that. And when they get polluted, unwanted population will manifest, and that will lead to ruination completely, because no one will follow the rituals given in the Vedic scriptures. And here we see, Krishna is particularly pointing to this particular reason. He's countering this reason. And he's saying, oh Arjuna, you're a fool. You think that by following prescribed duties, by fighting, the ruination of the entire society will happen. But actually, by not fighting, this is going to happen. Because by not fighting, there'll be unwanted population. And that will create all the ruination of the entire society. This is the wonderful aspect of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is not directly chastising Arjuna. Some verses he does, but some verses, look at this. Here Krishna is taking it on himself and he's saying, if I being a Kshatriya, if I don't follow the prescribed duties, the entire world will be put to ruination. Oh Arjuna, what do you think about yourself? And here it is given, in order to check the social disturbance, there are prescribed rules and regulations by which the population can automatically become peaceful and organized for spiritual progress in life. So when we follow the rules and regulations of given in the scriptures, what will happen? Automatically, the negatives which emerge every now and then, those will be taken care. Everything in this world that we see, which are seemingly negative, which are seemingly disturbing, are happening or emerging only because we are not following the manual given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Lord has created us, He has also given a manual. And when we follow that manual, we can actually be happy, we can be peaceful, we can be satisfied. If you really want this world to be a place of happy living, then we have to make sure that the manual is followed. We have to propagate this manual to all those people who are completely ignorant about it. And before that, we have to follow ourselves. And here, Krishna is giving these instructions only for all of us. Not just giving the instructions. He's practicing and setting an example for all of us. Why? The Lord is the father of all living entities. He has no option. He's father of all of us. And if the living entities are misguided, indirectly the responsibility goes to the Lord. Therefore, whenever there is general disregard of regulative principles, the Lord Himself descends and corrects the society. So, He Himself descends. This wonderful shloka which says, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashayacha dushkrutam dharma sansthapanarthaya. So, Krishna is giving three reasons why He descends to this material world. And the third reason He says is, dharma sansthapanarthaya, to set back the principles, to set the dharma. Just imagine how much Lord is doing for all of us. We do all mischief in this world and then Lord comes to correct and set the dharma in its place. Although we have to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, we still have to remember that we cannot imitate Him. Following and imitating are not on the same level. We cannot imitate the Lord by lifting Govardhan Hill as the Lord did in His childhood. It is impossible for any human being. We have to follow His instructions, but we may not imitate Him at any time. There is no question of imitating Krishna. We cannot hold a book on our little finger. Forget about holding Govardhan. 22 kilometers the circumference of this entire hill. It takes 6 hours to do parikrama of Govardhan. We cannot think of lifting even a stone of Govardhan, a pebble of Govardhan. What are we talking about? Or what are we thinking about lifting the entire Govardhan? Not possible. Humanly, not possible. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can do this task to prove to everyone that only I am supreme. You all are bachchas, you all are chutkus in front of me. Never ever dare to imitate me. And here Prabhupada is saying that we as human beings, we cannot imitate, but we have to follow the instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these instructions are beneficial for each and every living entity, more importantly, for the human beings. And here we see, in this world also we observe, and Prabhupada has given that in the purport. There are many, many people who try to imitate various controllers. Controllers like the Devi Devtas, the Ishwaras. So they are controlling so many things. They're like the sun god, the moon god, the rain god. They're controlling big, big things of this world. And sometimes people who are ignorant, they try to imitate them. Especially imitating Lord Shiva. There are people who try to take marijuana, some drugs, and they say that we are devotees of Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva takes this intoxicants, we can also take intoxicants. So by the way, Lord Shiva, He does not take any intoxicants. He is Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. He is the topmost Vaishnav. Why will He break a regulative principle? But then, for these people, suppose if they are not understanding, if they are so ignorant, we can ask just one question. Okay, suppose Lord Shiva is taking something like that, but before that, He took something else. What is that? During Samudra Manthan, when the poison came out, you know, from the ocean, Shiva single-handedly, He drank all the poison and He held the poison in the Kantha. So, it's called as Neela Kantha. When we drink water, we cannot hold it anywhere. It will directly go inside. Forget about poison. And that poison Shiva drank, Lord Shiva drank, even a particle of that one drop of the entire ocean of poison which was there, if that goes into the mouth of a living entity, he will be done completely. But this is not understood very clearly by ignorant men. So this has to be understood and implemented in one's own life, that we cannot imitate these great personalities. Sometimes it is also seen that there are personalities, ignorant men again, foolish people, who try to imitate Rasa Leela of Krishna. In day-to-day things also we have seen. You know, people saying, Krishna had so many girlfriends, why cannot I have 2-3? But when Krishna lifted Govardhan, why people don't talk about that? And sometimes people say that Krishna stole the clothes of gopis. Yes, it is a pastime. It has got a reason behind. But then why don't people talk about Krishna supplying kilometers of length of sari when Draupadi's Vastraharan was going on? These things they will not talk. Why? Because they're foolish, they're ignorant, they're stupid. But then as devotees, as followers of Gita, we have to understand that we cannot imitate Krishna. But yes, we can hear those pastimes and relish those pastimes for our purification. But more importantly, we have to follow the instructions given by Krishna. And those instructions will actually uplift us higher and higher and higher and help us to attain perfection in this human form of life. And here Prabhupada says, the last line, there are so many incarnations of God without the power of the Supreme Godhead. This is really very funny. People call themselves as God and they don't have power of God. They're dummy God. Yes, that's how they are. But anyways, as students of Gita, one thing is very clear, that we cannot be cheated by so-called gods of this world. Why? Because we know who is God. We know what is the power of God. And we know who are imitators and who are followers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Having said this, very beautiful verse which Krishna is talking about and a very wonderful purport that Prabhupada has given. Now Krishna is going to speak about an attached worker and a detached worker. And also he is going to give some instructions for the detached worker, how he should deal with the ignorant men. A very wonderful section that is coming up, wonderful verses one after another. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.